श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकता मयम ददाति शापन्दन्तिकम्। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्तवृंद नारिया दाकोरे गौर जाय रे निंदन्तं पुलकोत्करेन विकसं निपाप्रसुनच्छविं प्रोद्विकृत्वा भुजद्वयं हरि हरि इति उच्चैव दन्तं मुहुः नृत्यन्तं द्रुतमस्तु निर्जरच्छै सिञ्चन्तम् उर्वीतलां गायन्तं निजपरसदाय परिवृतं श्रीगौरचन्द्रं नमः। आनन्दलीला मायाविग्रहाय हेमावदिव्यच्छविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। So today is listed as the Makara Sankranti on the calendar. And ostensibly, it has to do with the sun, what is it, going north or south, which course? And this day it goes, anyway, the course of the sun. The movement, the perceived movement, Krishna consciousness movement, the movement of Krishna consciousness, the movement of Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami is Anarpita Chirim Chirat Korna Avatirna Kalo Samar Payatam Unatojula Vasam Swabhakti Sriyam Hari Pur Sundar Jyoti Kadamba Sandipita Sadah Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vasa Chinandana. Kaviraj Goswami is quoting him in the introductory section of Chaitanya Charitamritam. He quotes Rupa Goswami and Swarup Damodar and his foundational slokas upon which the superstructure of Chaitanya Charitamritam will rest. And here he's saying that we can take it as what has never been given before. He's giving that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we say, someone says, but isn't there a Mahaprabhu in every Kali Yuga? So he's doing that again, Sri Chaitanya Avatar. Then why Rupa Goswami is saying, what's not been given, he's given. giving. Because we hear that once in a day of Brahma, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna comes. There's so many avatars of Krishna described in the Bhagavatam as innumerable as the waves of the ocean. 24 are given, and sometimes Das avatars, 10 singled out, principal. And we're told there are Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Purusha like Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshai Vishnu, Kiradakshai Vishnu, and then Guna avatars, Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, Lila avatars, Yuga avatars, Shaktivesha avatars, Manvantars. So Mahaprabhu comes in every Kali Yuga, but this particular one is different. In that once in a day of Brahma, when Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears, that means Swayam Bhagavan means the original of the original, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, at the right hand of Srimati Radharani, is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. In the Kali Yuga that follows that appearance of Krishna, comes Mahaprabhu yet again, but doing what he's not done previously in other incarnations. There, Nam Sankirtan distribution. Bahiranga Sange Kori, Nama Sankirtan, Antaranga Sange Kori, Rasa Ashvadan. So the Yuga Dharma, you know, Kali, Kale, Nama Rupe, Krishna Avatar. In the Kali Yuga, the Krishna Avatar is Krishna Nam. Nam Rupe, the Krishna Avatar, and the form of his holy name, that's one way he's descending into this plane. And how beautiful is that, as Guru Maharaj said, the infinite appearing as though finite. That's one of the hallmarks of the Aprakrita Leela of Krishna, human-like pastimes. One Bengali poet, Guru Maharaj, quoted saying that the human, you know, is higher than God. And all the secular humanists cheer, And Guru Maharaj's interpolation is that the human-like pastimes of God are superior to the majestic pastimes of God. The Aishwarya Jnana Vaikuntha, majestic aspect of the infinite of divinity, is surpassed by the human-like pastimes. Krishna. Krishnera jiteka kela sarvatam naralila narabapu tahara svarup gopavesh venukar navakishor natubar naralila hoy anurup. The naralila is just perfect for this. It's human-like pastimes, human-like dimensions, the central conception of the infinite. If Brahma, all-accommodating Brahma, all-permeating Paramatma are the extremes of the infinite, then Guru Maharaj poses the question, what will be the central conception of the infinite, the golden mean that finds its fullest expression in the beauty and sweetness of Krishna conception? Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarup of Krishna. Human life, inconceivable. Shobham Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. As of 10 million cupids, combine as one, what sort of seductive charm they would possess. That's what Prabhupada was called, the matchless beauty of Krishna. And add to that, though, in the case of Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani, and inconceivably beautiful Krishna has somehow transformed, you know, Shyama Sundar has become Gauranga Sundar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya Nananda Dandi, divine combination of Srimati Radharani and Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Swayam Rup. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita, enveloped in the Bhava of Radharani, Radha Bhava, her heart, Krishna Swarup, that Swarup of Krishna. But he comes here with twofold purpose. One, to fulfill the obligations, responsibilities of the Yuga avatar, deliver Nam Sankirtan. As Guru Maharaj has beautifully written, composed, and Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, Deva Siddha Mukta Jukta Bhakta Vrinda Banditam, Papudaba Daha Dagda Dukha Kanditam, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma Danya Dana Sagaram, Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. Who has cast their glance or eager to have a glimpse of the devas, the object of their pursuit, the devas, the siddhas, the muktas, Bhaktavrinda, they all are running madly towards Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is he doing with his Nam Sankirtan movement? Papa Tapa Dava Daha Dagda Dukha Kanditam. All the suffering souls of the world are given relief. As in the Sangsara Dava Nalalila Loka Tranaya Karuna Guna Gunatman Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Baba Mahagni Dharva Cheto Dharpana Marjana Baba Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So with his Krishna Sankirtan, he's giving the holy name Krishna Nama. This, what is this Krishna Nama? Is that the infinite appearing as finite? Actually, what is Krishna Nama? Siddhu Dham. Siddhu is another word for nectar. Siddhu Dham. This name of Krishna is the abode of all nectarine substances. Krishna, Krishneti Dvarna Dvayi. In the poetry of Srila Rupa Goswami, Tunde Tandavani Ratim Bhatanute Tundavali Labdiye Karna Kroda Kadambini Gatayate Karnar Budhebya Spriham. How much nectar is there? Devotees sharing with one another, moving in the plane of Vrindavan, saying, I do not know, Krishna, how much nectar there is in just one, Krishna, these two syllables. So much sweetness to relish that one tongue is insufficient. My heart aspires to have millions of tongues to relish that sweetness. Have you ever tasted something so wonderful thought, one tongue is insufficient for this? We might think that, like, I need two. or five. This devotee says, it's actually 10 million. 10 million tongues to taste the sweetness. And that's because our minds, that we only go to 10 million. Means ad infinitum. And how sweet is the sound of Krishna Nam? Two ears are insufficient to capture all the sound. Karnar Budhevya, Arbuda, means billions. And wants billions and billions of ears. So we should think, like, does such a plane exist? On the taking Srila Rupa Goswami as reliable, then we can, if we think, well, we're so far from that, but just to know that such a plane exists is inspiring, right? Fills us with aspiration, karnar budhevya spriham. Sanama siddhu dhamma danya dana sagaram. Dan sagar means a particular magnitude of wealth. Yeah. So previously, Guru has mentioned in the ancient times, like at a wedding, Dan Sagar meant you gave elephants, and on the elephants so many things and so much paraphernalia. That's Dan Sagar. When you're just giving huge gifts, like inconceivably magnitudinal gifts. He's saying, the name of Krishna is that. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Kshuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinata Nama Namano. And there it is, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Chaitanya is the Rasa Vigraha. Krishna Nam. And elsewhere in Prema Dhamma Stotram, Guru Maharaj is saying that the cause is the effect. His sweetness, relishing sweetness, going mad as an outcome, expressed in ecstatic dance, and singing Krishna Nam and in the process distributing to others. Aparam kashyapi prani janabindasya kutuki rasotstamam hrutva maduram upubhoktam kamapiya rucham swam vavre dutim iha tadiyam sat chaitanya devas kritira titaram na kripayatu. Again, Kaviraj Goswami with Rupa Goswami saying, how did this come about? Because the Chaitanya Charitamritam is not a redundant work. He makes it abundantly clear, Kaviraj Goswami, his obeisance to Vrindavan Das Thakur, the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, in modern terms, biographer. So I think whatever he's described, it would be an offense for me to describe the same thing. What would I do that for? Some name and fame? See, what he's given is perfect, but not wanting to increase the volume of Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's some things, that's how he begins his approach. But we know from our acharyas, from Srila Guru Maharaj, that really, what is given in Charitamritam came about because from Mahaprabhu's secretary is Swarup Damodar. Swarupam Bibhranu Jagatatulyam Adaita Daita. Right? Unparalleled is the position of Swarup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi, Radharani's right arm attendant. So in Chaitanya Leela, then Lalita Sakhi will be assist when Krishna is enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, then naturally Lalita Sakhi will be there to render the same assistance that she renders in Vrindavan to Srimati Radharani. She knows the most and is the most qualified to render assistance and support. When Raghunath Das asked Mahaprabhu for some, he was put under the care of Srup Damodar, known as Srupya Raghu, Srups Raghu. And after a while he said, can I speak to you directly and get some personal instructions? Mahaprabhu, yes. So, but the reason I put you under the care of Srup Damodar is what I don't know, he knows fully. And then we have to think, how is that possible? Because just like in the Brahma Gita, when Srimati Radharani is lost in divine madness, coming out of that, she inquires from Lalita Sakina, like, did I exhibit some strange behavior or say something unusual? Lalita Sakhi knows everything, and in that sense, more. And she knows when Radharani has some particular mood of separation from Krishna, supply this sloka, this song, how to either amplify a sentiment or relieve the anguish of separation in the heart. She's the expert. So with Srup Ramananda, behind closed doors, the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes, Mahaprabhu is plunging the depths of Radha Bhav endlessly in their company. But Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, I put you under the care of Srup because what I don't know, he knows fully. When he's lost in the divine madness, plunging the depths of Radha Bhav, he will come out from his internal condition to half internal, half external, to external awareness and say, did I say something unusual? Did I exhibit some peculiar behavior? Srup Damodar knows. And Raghunath Das Goswami is his assistant. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam comes from the sutra-like notes of Srup Damodar and the more extensive notes of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Kaviraj Goswami is always referencing them to present this unparalleled confidential revelation about the internal reason for the descent of Mahaprabhu, which distinguishes Chaitanya Charitamritam from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. As Guru Maharaj said, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat is rasa without ontology. There's a handful of Sanskrit verses there. It's beautiful. Chaitanya Charitamritam, rasa and ontology. And not only that, the internal reason for Mahaprabhu's descent, besides his public service, Bahiranga Sange Kore Nama Sankirtan, of distributing the abode of all nectarine substances, Sri Krishna Nam, to everyone. He has his private agenda, which is to plunge the depths of Radha Bhav. So Kaviraj Goswami is quoting Rupa Goswami saying, how this all came about. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janavrinda shukutuki. We hear when there's Rasa Leela, some descriptions say a billion gopis, some a trillion. We know from Jayadev, Ramananda, via Ramananda Sambad, Radha Madaya Hrade Tatyaja Brija Sundari, noticing the absence, feeling the absence of Radharani from the Rasa Leela in the presence of a trillion gopis, Krishna leaves them all, tatyaja braja sundari, in search for her. That's his way of telling us she's more qualified than a trillion gopis. He leaves a trillion to go in search of one. Then what are her qualities? And observing her, we hear, we know that on the Brajamandal Parikrama, one of the disciples of Saraswati Thakur said, yes, after he left, and then they're together for some time, then Radharani says, oh, I can't go anymore. If you want to go further, you have to carry me. And then Krishna's carrying her, and then he sets her down, and she's, her eyes, she's saying, there's no one more fortunate than me. And when she opens her eyes, Krishna has vanished. When a disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur presented that to him, Gurumaharaj said, he became upset, angry, furious, and said, why are you presenting that? There's no devotion to be found there. And everyone was shocked and became quiet, and they left it and moved on to something else. Seeing Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's extreme reaction, Sri Barsha Banavi Devi Doita Das. So, such an exclusive member of her entourage, I can't tolerate even the appearance of a slight of her, cannot be heard. Guru Maharaj, ever the offering self in service to Srila Saraswati Thakur and his divine conception, thought, there has to be a way of adjusting this that Srimati Radharani maintains her primary position. So he found that in reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because we'll think from time to time, why does Krishna do these things? Just when everything seems to be going nicely, he vanishes or plunges the gopis in the depths of separation, and it appears from one point of view as if he's cruel, right? But we hear from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that the fact of the matter is he is so addicted to the sort of love that is in the hearts of the Brajagopis that is only released in the depths of separation, that he creates, together with Yogamaya, he creates these situations where that will happen. So their hearts get plunged into the deepest region of heart through separation, and then they yield the most superior sort of Krishna prema, which he is addicted to. But in this instance, and no less than Srimati Radharani herself, but Guru Maharaj found, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Krishna entered a kunja, right? Like the bushes nearby, to observe her from a hidden position. He could see when they're together, that, what is it, Preman Simanata, he cannot estimate the magnitude of her Krishna prema. Krishna cannot, omniscient Krishna, cannot estimate how great her love for him is. So what will all the omniscients have to say about that? And it occurs to him, Rasa Raj Mahabhav Duyek Rup Mahaprabhu becomes. But as Rasa Raj, ecstasy personified, Akila Rasamrita Murti, that still what she's experiencing in his estimation is 10 million times greater than what he's experiencing. And that awakens the curiosity, kutuki, the curiosity within him. What it would like be like to be her. So he's thinking along these lines for some time. But what he observes from a hidden position in the kunja of Srimati Radharani and separation, that astonishes him. So he's thinking, what the effect my name has upon her. He sees this Asta Satvika Vikar, eight different types of ecstatic transformation. And we're told that the Imlitala, as some say, that may be the place where he decides to descend and take her position. Ritva Madhura. But she will not give her heart readily, easily. So Ritva means he's Ritva Madhurambhupu Bhoktam Kamapya. He has to plunder, steal her heart from her. And she's thinking, she knows what happens to her, and that sometimes she's crashing to the ground, the earth, clutching the tamal tree, anything. In separation, everything becomes a source of remembrance, like infinite depth of field. Whereas in union, there's the focus, exclusive focus, everything else is blurred. The opposite takes place in separation, whereas infinite depth of field, everything reminds the heart of the beloved. So, and she's thinking, what happens to me? Well, I can't, your body is so soft, and that it'll be crashing to the ground and running into the wall, being unable to contain the feelings, then I'm going to envelop you with my embrace. So, Sri Radhaya Pranayamahima Kidyashobhane Eva Sadyo Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kidyashobhetino Tad Bhavadya Kidyashobheti Lobhat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Sachi Garba Sindhu Harindu. No? Here it says, he rose from the womb of Satchideva like a moon, Gaur Chandra, but with these three purposes in mind. Vanayeva, the type of love, Sri Radhaya Pranayamai, that Radharani alone, that means Mahabhav. And to taste what she tastes, and to experience the ecstasy that she experiences. These are his internal reasons for appearing, which are not given anywhere else but Chaitanya Charitamritam. So when the devotees would hear this from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they'd say, Prabhu, no one will know if you don't make a book. I mean, we're so fortunate to hear this from you and those who have, but the world will never know this. And these were avid readers and hearers of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. They thought, Prabhu, you please, you must do this. And taking consultation with senior Vaishnavas, Madan Mohan Vigraha, etc., he miraculously is the medium for the expression of this, what members of the Krishna consciousness movement sometimes take for granted, is so confidential. So that Mahaprabhu, so he's come really to experience Radha Bhav. But almost out of necessity in the Leela of the pastime, that can't be from the beginning. It's so overwhelming and devastating, he would be dysfunctional as an avatar, as a Yuga avatar. So, and it's very delightful that he begins life apparently not as a devotee, which is kind of an inside joke, you know, because he's Krishna. But and his childhood pastime, so much mischief, and then he becomes a Sanskrit teacher, and you think, well, if he's God himself, he must have been teaching the really most advanced level. It's a Prakriti Lila, human-like pastime. So what does he teach? The primary students. He teaches introductory Sanskrit, concealed. Right? That's why when Keshava Kashmiri visits, who they say God is Saraswati's favorite son, he didn't expect to be critiqued by a primary teacher. Right? There's primary education, secondary. The primary teacher found the flaws in his composition. But sometimes we're told those pastimes were borderline arrogant. When you're omniscient, you know, it's a play. It's not like he goes around, you know, I know things that you don't know. I mean, that would get old pretty quickly. If you're omniscient. But so much so the Gadadhar Pandit, the remainder of Radharani, a facsimile sometimes grown as a carcass, the heart having been plundered, but so sweet. Gadadhar Pandit was utterly charmed by Nimai Pandit, but thought, he's so beautiful, so charming in every way, and has only one flaw. He's not a devotee. So all the devotees, they're just wishing, like, if he could only, you know, join the ashram. Be with us. Because he's going to gradually embrace the position of a devotee, bhakta bhav, and it's going to culminate in radha bhav. But first he must become a devotee, apparently. And see, that's the fact is Krishna's not a devotee. I'm sorry to bring this news. You would think of all people, but nope. Krishna's not a devotee. But Radharani is the greatest canvasser, preacher of all time. She converted Krishna into a devotee. He wanted to be like her. How sweet is that? He's God himself, omniscient, omnipotent, omni, and he wants to be like her. You think she's holding the superior position. The devotee is holding the superior position than myself. Natata priyatama atma yonir nashankara nacha sankarsana sri naiva atma cha yata bhavan. So, performing some, on the plea, performing some funeral rites for his father, he returns from Gaya changed. Now when he teaches the students, he only uses the name of Krishna to teach everything. Like Jiva Goswami's Harinamamrita Vyakaran. Through Krishna Nam, you can learn everything. And this is disturbing some of the students. And then in addition to that, one day he goes into Gopi Bhav. He's only chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. And they're thinking, why don't you chant Hare Krishna, Prabhu? And he's saying, Krishna, he's a despicable person. I don't like Krishna. he treats the gopis so horribly, why should we chant his name? So they think he's lost his mind. Even his mother found him laughing one day for 9 hours, heavily, nonstop. She said, oh, Nimai's mad. Sent the doctor, they put some Vishnu oil on his head, no relief. Then they made a special bathtub, filled the bathtub, and he's there splashing, laughing madly. Srivas Thakur comes to visit, and Sajimata is saying, Nimai's lost his mind. And he sees him in the bathtub with all the Vishnu oil, they're still splashing, laughing madly, and Srivas Thakur says to Sajimata, what he has, I want a drop of that. And then Mahaprabhu stops laughing. Srivas, if you thought I was crazy, who am I going to distribute this to? Now I see there's at least one qualified man. I'm encouraged to stay, do my job. And, but we have a problem. I came with the medicine to save the people because they're plotting now in Navadvip to beat Nimai Pandit, to chastise him. They're saying he's become too puffed up. He's saying now, Guru Maharaj, it's as if the patient is abusing the doctor. The doctor's got the medicine, but the patient is abusing the doctor and so cannot receive the medicine. What to do? So he decides to take sannyas. Why? As Guru Maharaj said, is it redundant, auxiliary, or a necessary thing? Why? In the culture at that time, one thing we know, he needs to lay the foundation for the later pastime, but the culture of that time, if he will take sannyas, just like here, you see, special seat for monks, the monks get on the airplane first, special seat for the monk at the hospital and the airport, everywhere. So automatically their default mode is to give, revere the monks. They're saying, if I become a sannyasi monk, then everyone will show by societal norms, they'll show respect to me, and then they'll get the sukriti necessary to receive the Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma Danya Dana Sagaram. Prema Dhamma Devam Eva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. But he's also aware this will break the hearts of his devotees. Not only devotees, but of his wife, Vishnu Priya, we're told at the time, she's 14. Like Romeo and Juliet are 14. 14 is significant because there's no worldly experience giving mundane color. And Mother Sachi, father's gone, eldest brother took sannyas, he's gone. That will leave Mother Sachi and Vishnu Priya alone. So what does Vishwanath interpret? The Bhagavatam sloka Veda Vyas, which is equally applicable to Ramachandra, but in this context, Mahaprabhu. Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Chaktva sudushta jasurepshita raja lakshmin dharmista arja bhajasa yadagara ranjam mayam rigam doita ipsita manbadava bande mahapurushate charanaravindam chaktva sudushta jasurepshita raja lakshmin. He had to give up the Krishna Prem enthroned in the imperial heart of Vishnu Priya. We don't know what he's walking away from. We can't imagine that level of love and affection. And Mother Sachi, Yashoda, Mayi and Chaitanya Lila. And breaking the hearts of all the devotees. That's why Guru Maharaj was saying this. Nadiya dar kore gora jaire. And the light of Navadvip is gone. It's plunged in the darkness. What have we done? The people are lamenting. But he tells Nityananda, a couple others, that the time is, that this is his plan. They try to talk him out of it, but. And so we're told at this time, just before this Makara Sankranti, this time, evening before or so, that there was a Lakshmi Puja going on. So people, they visit houses. And somehow all the main devotees of Mahaprabhu were coming to his house with gifts and maybe on the plea of Lakshmi Puja, any excuse to see him. But Kolavecha Sridhar, the devotee was earning his income by plantain leaf, plantain cup, selling, which is like, you make next to nothing, but he is spending half of that on Ganga Puja and the other half somehow living. And Nimai Pandit would always come to him and bargain with him. Like, I want to buy some of these plantain leaves and cups from you. How much are they? You go, well, the guy down by the god is selling them for half that. Well, then buy from him. No, I want to buy from you. So, repeatedly, Mahaprabhu is ripping him off, day after day. And that's Sridhar. We're told when he shows later the Mahaprakash and asks, where he's in this divine state, again, this is temporary delirium as divinity, and giving boons and benediction to everyone, whatever they want, and asks Sridhar, what do you want? And he says, I want that Brahman, meaning Nimai Pandit, who comes and cheats me every day, that he will do that lifetime after lifetime after life. That is my prayer to you, my wish, that he will eternally come and cheat me in that way. And that Sridhar shows up with a pumpkin gourd. I think Lal, and gives that as a gift, very heartfelt. And Mahaprabhu is saying that's so pathetic, and gives it to Mother Sachi. She turns it into some nectarine substance, the last thing he ate before leaving. And that evening, while Vishnu Priya and Sachimata, he leaves. And his mother's awake, she can just see him go, and she's becomes like a statue. Swims across the Ganga, goes to Katva, to the ashram of Keshava Bharati Maharaj, the sannyasi, approaches him for sannyas, but the people are vehemently opposed. They're saying, he's so young, he's so beautiful, this is not right. 24 years old. Normally in Varnashram, maybe they take sannyas at 55. He's 24 years old. And Guru Maharaj said, there are people even, some women are like, what is this sannyas anyway? You have to leave your mother and your family. Who invented this? Is this in a book somewhere? And others, they just think it's outrageous. And Keshava Bharati, and they're threatening to destroy his ashram if he will give sannyas. Run him out of town. And he's thinking, he sees Nehemiah Pandit so beautiful and thinks, how can I do this? You have to get your mother's permission. He's saying, that'll be my son. You have to get your mother's permission. Then he starts going and he's saying, but he's so charming. So he can convince anyone of anything. Come back. Oh. They summon a barber and the barber won't shave his head. Somehow they insist and get him to do that. And Guru Maharaj has this in his Laka Lochanashu, Lochaneshu, Sloka, saying tears fell from the eyes of million as they shaved the head, the beautiful hair from Nehemiah Pandit. Tears from the eyes of millions. They're wailing, crying. It was intolerable to them. And that barber, we're told, he said, I can never shave another head. And he took the occupation of a sweetmeat maker. And they say that the sweets he made were extraordinarily sweet, having come in touch with, you know, the sweetness personified. And then Mahaprabhu submits to, they're having the yajna, virajahom, and time for the mantra. And Mahaprabhu says, I heard this mantra in dream. Is this the mantra? Which we're told is Tattvamasi and Bharati. He says, yes, that is the mantra, Tattvamasi. And Guru Maharaj said, we take it that, because Mahaprabhu says at first, he initiated him, because some people say, he's just, you know, Mayavadi. And he took sannyas from Mayavadi, but he's transformed him. So they think Tattvamasi means like aham, I am Brahma, that all-pervading, all-coming spirit, I'm that. I'm so great, right? Humanism on steroids. But we're told when Mahaprabhu says it to him, it means, I am yours, Gopi Bhav. And then the time for his name comes, and normally there's 10 prominent sannyas names, Tirtha Ashram, Puri Aranya, Giri, Sagar, Saraswati, Parbat, but he doesn't give him any one of these names. The tent comes and he says, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And everyone gasps in astonishment and joy to hear that. He's saying, because you give Krishna consciousness to everyone. Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna consciousness. You're giving Krishna, you're distributing Krishna consciousness to everyone. You are Krishna consciousness personified. Your name can only be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. We're told that Srinivasacharya's father was there. And when he heard this, Krishna Chaitanya, he was so moved that when he returned to his village, he was just going, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. And people say, what happened there? We heard Nehemiah Pandit went to Katwa to take sannyas, and he go, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. But then we heard that there's a Chaitanya, Chaitanya. And he just chanted Chaitanya Nam for the rest of his life and became known as Chaitanya Das. When people say, who's that over there? Oh, that's Chaitanya Das. Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Such beautiful depth of remembrance upon him. He could not come out of that loop of live stream reality. And then Mahaprabhu, they have a kirtan, and then he's singing, I must go to Vrindavan and find Krishna. Kahan Krishna, Prananath Murali Vadan, Kahan Karun Kahan Pan Brajanranandan. Where is Krishna? The search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. In the prayers to the six Goswamis, Prabhupada mentions, and the one, maybe it's the last, that says, Hey Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite, Hey Nanda suno kutaha. Hey Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite, Hey Radharani Lalita. Hey Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite, Hey Nanda suno kutaha. Where is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Radharani Lalita Vijaya? Where are they? They're searching. He said, that is their mood, searching. The search for Sri Krishna. It's in the aspiration. Krishna consciousness is about aspiration. Not the ostentatious display of achievement. But the wealth lies in aspiration. Then, so he's and running, and the devotees, few devotees, Nityananda, running after him. And he's trying to run towards Vrindavan, but we're told the love and affection in the hearts of his devotees is pulling on him. So when he runs, he starts going in a circular way. He can't go, he's going that way, he can't leave the orbit, the gravitational pull of the affection of his devotees. But he's in a childlike state for days. At this time of the year, it should be pointed out that Srila Guru Maharaj, he was visibly affected. His mood was very deep. During this time, they just made dalma at the mat, this combination of dal and vegetables, very simple food for around 3 to 5 days until he reaches the house of Advaita Acharya. This is Lila Smaranam of Srila Guru Maharaj. Thinking of this, he could. Things had to become very simple and minimal for these few days while Mahaprabhu is wandering in divine madness until the feast at Advaita's house. So at the mat, it would be reflected in his mood and what was allowed at that time. And Mahaprabhu, we know Nityananda, they're searching, they hear sometimes just wailing, heartbreaking, crying off in the distance, and they run to him and he keeps moving. And finally, he's so lost in divine madness, he doesn't recognize Nityananda, who appears like a sannyasi. And he's saying, oh, Sripad, which is the way to Vrindavan? He goes, oh, come with me, I'm going to Vrindavan. Oh, okay. And at one point he saw some cowherd boys. And then he thought, oh, I must be near Vrindavan. And he said, Haribol, and they were going, Haribol, Haribol. And he goes, oh, very close. But Nityananda told him, if this sannyasi you find wandering here, point them in my direction this way. Tell him Vrindavan this way. So then when he meets Nityananda, happily accompanied, they go to bathe in the Jamuna, and he's singing prayers, Chidananda Bano, what is it, Brahma Prima Dhatri, the Krishna Prema in liquid form, the daughter of the, he's so happy bathing in the Jamuna. And when he comes out, he sees Advaita Charja on the shore with dry clothes. And he's thinking, Advaita, how did you know I was in Vrindavan? And Advaita said, you're joking. Wherever you are is Vrindavan. You're teasing me. Wherever you are is Vrindavan. And he's showing, that's what going, by his going around, that Vrindavan is a plane of consciousness, of Krishna consciousness, a particular level of enriched Krishna consciousness. Radha, Padmangitadam, Vrindavan, Jaranam. Then he realizes, oh, then he sees that sannyasi is not a sannyasi, it's Nityananda. Oh, I've been played by the tricks of Nityananda. And then Advaita is saying, I am a poor Brahmin, but please, if you'll come to my house and just take a little something, we'll cook a few things, a little, some vegetable we gathered from the forest. All right. Then the word spread, they go to Mother Sachi, who's there, devastated, not eating, moving for like so many days, and they go, Nimai Pandit, who's now Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he's going to be in Shantipur at Advaita's house. Nityananda's come to take her there, and she's very happy, and they go, and all the devotees are brought back to life. Before, Advaita considered committing suicide, but he thought, with all these devotees around, they won't let me do it, so I have to wait till the evening when no one can see me. By the way, on that issue, we know at different times they say things like this, they never do it. It's a feeling, a level of feeling, depth of feeling. But then Mahaprabhu goes to Advaita Bhavan and with Nityananda, and happily they're taking prasadam, and there he seeks Mother Sachi's permission. He's saying, Mother, this body belongs to you. You tell me what to do. And as heartbreaking as it is, she's thinking, you know, you can't like have a sannyasi, your sannyasi son living, you know, next door, or in the next room or something. That she said, then people will blame him. Who is blameless, they'll blame him. So if you will stay in Jagannath Puri, then devotees are coming, going, Navadvip Puri, Navadvip. I'll get some news from time to time. How sweet she is. It's breaking her heart, but this is also Mahaprabhu's her gift to the world. He will do whatever she says. And she says that, stay in Puri, and then I'll get news from time to time. And we know she cooks for him every day, and he comes mystically, and she thinks she's losing her mind because she sees he eats everything. But then it's confirmed. No, he actually does come. He cannot resist her love and devotion. Saturated there. But so I asked Srila Guru Maharaj once, thinking that, well, in Jagannath Puri, in the Gangbir, in that room of Mahaprabhu, he's plunging the depths of Radha Bhav, which is his internal reason for appearing. But then there are the pastimes in Navadvip. So I said, which should we conceive of as higher or superior, or how should we compare them or think of them? And And it's very interesting the way Guru Maharaj answered the question. He said, stalwart followers of Mahaprabhu prefer Navadvip. And then we understand that just as we know, tears from the eyes of millions, they can't tolerate seeing his beautiful head shaved. Right? So we're to this day, our deities show him with hair. The devotees generally don't like to see pictures of Mahaprabhu without hair. A shaved-headed monk, sannyasi. But that's one thing. And in the dress of a sannyasi. So to help us understand this, because there are parallels, like because of opposition, Krishna had to leave Vrindavan, go to Mathura, Dwarka, to deal with the opposition, asuras. In the case of Nimai Pandit, he was driven out of Navadvip. Once Guru Maharaj said, Navadvip he rejected, Puri he collected. And everyone has some local pride, so there are people in Odissi who like to say, you know, lay their claim on Mahaprabhu. They go, yeah. In Bengal, they didn't understand him. They drove him away. But here in Puri, we understood. And the Bengalis didn't understand Mahaprabhu. So, what Bhakti Guru, to help us understand this point, Srila Guru Maharaj quoted a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because we're told after 5 years, so you can return to your hometown. Now you've taken sannyas, stayed away for 5 years, you could like go through there. And so he returns, and we know Vishnu Priya became emaciated in his absence. She would take Krishna Nam, and for every mantra or Nam, she put one grain of rice in a pot. That's her chanting method. And then she cooks that and lives on that. So he comes after all this time, and we're told, how beautiful is this combination of Radha and Krishna? We're told, inconceivably beautiful Krishna, inconceivably beautiful Radharani, combined as one. So Rupa Goswami again in Chaitanya Astakam says, Sado pasya srimandrita manujakai pranayitam bahadbi girvane girisha paramrishti prabriti bi sha bhaktebya sudham nijabhajana mudra mupadishan sat chaitanna kame punar pidashor yashati vadam. He said, will I see again with these eyes what I saw? He's saying, Brahma and Shiva donned human forms to have a glimpse of the beauty of Gauranga Sundar. We could say on some level they have some familiarity with Krishna. But Brahma and Shiva appeared as human beings to mix in the crowd, as did other gods. The crowds would swell. And how beautiful is he? Rupa Goswami says, Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madura Dhamma Dula Tunur. Raso Dama Dhamma, Kamar, 10 million cupids in full blown cupidity. Raso Udama to the extreme. Madura Dula, that's the sweetness of the form of Mahaprabhu. And Guru Maharaj, Koti kami murchi tangri rupa rasa rangaram prema dama devam eva nomi gora sundaram svarna koti darpa naba deho varna goravam like 10 million brilliant shining mirrors of gold, Gauranga, golden. Dehovarna Gauranga, Padma Paridatta Ganda Banditanga Saurabham, Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasaranga, and 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Gauranga. So he comes through Navadvip on his way to Vidyanagar, to the house of Vidya Vachaspati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law, relative, and the word spreads and everyone assembles in Navadvip. Right? Like Aparad Bhanjanirpat, to be forgiven all their offenses. And the crowd is there. What is like 100,000 mixed then gods and goddesses mixing in disguised as human beings. It's a million. They want to have a glimpse of the beauty of Gauranga. And in the corner, in periphery, is Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya. And he stops somebody. They can't have any direct contact. And Gauranga said, Vishnu Priya says to Sachi Mata, there's your son. She doesn't say, there's my husband. That would be an origin. She goes, there's your son. And she's emaciated and feeling the pull of her heart. He steps out of his paduka, wooden shoes, and then goes on with the group. And then Vishnu Priya comes and clutches those wooden shoes, padukas, takes them out, and that's what she worships. That was his signal to her. They were for her. That I've not forgotten you, but I have this public service to perform. And then he makes his way to Vidyanagar, and the word is spreading, like, Nimai Pandit, he's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 10 million cupids will faint to see his beauty. Let's have a glimpse of the golden Lord, Gauranga. They're running to Vidyanagar, and then they come to the Ganga, and try to take a boat. There's not enough boats. People, they take it in. They have those big pots, turn them upside down, float over. And then that's not enough. And people say, I'm not waiting. There's so many people, they go in the water and no one can drown. They just go through. If so many people go at one time, then the water, you know, it's better than the Bible, folks. And then they get there, and he's inside the house of Vidyavachaspati, and they're all going, you know, Haribo, Haribo, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. You know, they want it, and then he's saying, you're going to have to go out there and show yourself, or they're going to, like, destroy the place. And he's saying, all right, I'll go out on the veranda, balcony, and to have a glimpse, people, they've climbed trees. And we're told by the mystic power of devotion, even a twig could support a human being. Right? So they're, imagine all the trees, instead of leaves, they're covered with like beautiful devotees. Trees of devotees. Devotee trees. And then he comes out and they're like losing their minds to see how beautiful he is. And he's going, Haribo, Haribo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Millions of voices. And now our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what does he say? Gauranga saying, taking himself as one of them. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is what? He's in these pastimes. Live stream, Leela. He's there and he's singing to Mahaprabhu, saying, Tell, when will he give up the dress of a sannyasi and come and join us again in Srivasangam? Unless we think that that's something untoward. I mean, when the gopis, after 100 years of separation, again encounter Krishna in Kurukshetra, they can't conceal their heart's disappointment that he's in the dress of a king. Raj, Maharaj. He's dressed as a Maharaj. No flute, no cowherd dress. They cannot conceal their disappointment. In Vrindavan, Krishna is inseparable from his paraphernalia. You know, Guru Maharaj is always emphasizing substance over form. But he said, but in Vrindavan, substance and form are one. There's no difference. The Swaroop is the substantial form representation of devotion, of the devotee. It's not a different thing. So even his clothes or chinmoy, it's the wrong sort of chinmoy. So they can't conceal their heart's disappointment. And this leads to Ratiyatra, taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. So the parallel here, Navadvip is Vrindavan, Puri Dwaraka. Here they're saying, when he says, when will Nimai Pandit give up the sannyas vesh and come and join us again in our Rasa Kirtan and Srivasangam? It's like the Gopis saying, when will Krishna give up this dress of a king and come back and join us in the Rasa Leela in Vrindavan? That's what's being vented from the heart of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Guru Maharaj wrote in his Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dvadasakam, Sri Gauranumatam Swarupa Viditam Rupagrajena Adritam Rupadye Paribeshitam Ragu Gunaya Shraditam Shevitam Jivadyaya Barakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Parasevanamritam Aho Tadatum Isho Bhavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift. Aho! Oh, this is your wonderful gift to the world. Swarupam bibrano jagatatulyam, swarupa viditam, only swarup damodar. Sri Gauranamatam swarupa viditam, only swarup knows fully why he descended in this world, and that's been presented through Raghunathas to Krishnadas and Chaitanya Charitamritam. Rupa Gujanadritam, Rupa Goswami's elder brother, Sanatana Goswami, the leader of the Goswami. He worships this divine substance, Adritam. Rupa Dye Paribesh, and Rupa and his group, they're relishing this and creating these relishable Bhakti Rasa Shastras. Lalita Madhava, Vidagda Madhava, Hangsadu, etc. Raghu Ganai, and Raghunath Das, Krishna Das, they're relishing this substance. And what is the outcome? It's becoming enhanced, more tasteful, on account of their relishing. Jiva Dyeya Barakshitam. And Jiva, Baladeva Bidibhushan, Rakkak, they're protecting guardians of devotion of this to guard it against adulteration, counterfeit, imitationism, sahajyaism, or countering those who would challenge its authenticity or legitimacy. Jiva Dyeya Varakshitam. And Sukadev, Shiva, Brahma, Uddhava, they're aspiring for a drop. Asam Aho Charanarayanu Jisham Ahangsham. Vrindavane Kamapi Gomalato Sadinam. Yad Dushtajam Swajanamarja Patam Chahitva. Bedur Mukunda Paribhim, Paribhim Shruti Bir Vimrigyam. Uddhava thing. It would be too much to ask the gopis for the dust from their lotus feet. They'd never give it. I'm supposed to be, you know, the respectable uncle. They're you know, silly, simple-hearted jungle girls. They're the greatest devotees ever, but they won't do that. So I have a strategy. If I get an atomic presence in the soil of Vrindavan, when they're moving, Krishna consciousness movement, in the plane of service, some of the dust from their holy lotus feet will fall upon my head, thereby consecrating my existence. He's saying, so what is it that Sukadev, Brahma, Shiva, and Uddhava, they're aspiring for a drop of this divine substance? Sri Radha, Parasevanamritam Aho. The nectarine service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world. And through Srila Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. Yata yata gaura padara vinde, vinde to bhaktim krita punya rasi, tata tato tsarpata hridya kasmat, radha padam boja sudam burasi. So, in conclusion, astasaki tunga vidya, no less. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, give your full attention to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Why? I thought it's the Krishna consciousness movement. He's Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. He is Krishna consciousness, personified. And at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, what does that mean? Radha and Govinda combined. Navadvip, as Guru Maharaj said, every atom of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. Right. Gaur Leela is the entrance to Krishna Leela. The Nam Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu is the Rasa Leela in distribution mode. Saying, fully concentrate your service aspiration on the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. What will happen as a consequence? Tata tato tsarpati hridya kasmat radha padam boja sudam burasi. Subconsciously, deep within the core of your heart, the radha rasa shuddha niti begins to flow and you spring out of the soil of Vrindavan in a form suitable to render service in that divine plane. Those who are Sukritivan, Sumedasa, of refined theistic intellect, they will understand the, in this case, the superiority of Chaitanya Leela. Raso Varjam Raso Pyasya Param Drishva. It is the higher taste. The higher taste is Gaura Leela. Everything comes from there. Krishna Leela Amrita Sar Tar. Krishna Leela is the creme de la creme of nectarine substances. So how can you improve on that? Well, there's one problem with that. It is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. And that's not going to happen. Right? Muktanam api siddhanam narayana, you know, kotis api. 1 in 10 million muktas, maybe a Krishna bhakta. It's reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. Then what? Sri Chaitanya Leela Hoy Sarova Rakshoy Manasa Chara Tahate. He says, what is Das DK? That means 10 directions. So Krishna Leela, it's like Guru Maharaj said once, you know, what? How did he say it? Welcome, no admittance. Welcome to the plane of no admittance. So they're saying, what is what? It's not just saying, this one's nectar and that one's nectar. No, Krishna Lila is the creme de la creme of nectarine substances, and it's utterly inaccessible, reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. No hope of entering there. Then what are we done? What is Chaitanya Lila? Taking that exclusive substance, nectarine substance, and distributing it magnanimously, liberally, in all directions to the unqualified. That's Chaitanya Lila. You try to go direct the Krishna Lila route, it's not going to happen. Ever. And here in Chaitanya, Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nam. Does Rupa Goswami know what he's talking about? Does Astasaki Tunga Vidya know what he's talking about? Does Lalita Saki of Srip Damodar know what he's talking about? All consistently say one thing. Put your full attention to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada liked this slok from, again, Prabodhananda saying, Dante nidaya trinakam parior napatya kritva chakako ahangi tung satam brinimi he sarva sakala eva vihaya durad chaitanya chandra charane kurutana ragan. Saying, my dear sir, you are so exalted, so dignified, so qualified, so extraordinary, and so generous and liberal, I've heard. So I have one request that I'm sure you'll so kindly, mercifully grant to me. I just have one request of you. Oh, then what is that? Yeah. Forget everything you know. And kindly turn your attention to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That's Prabodhananda Saraswati. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna, as Guru Maharaj says, Nitai Gorga Dadhara Dvaita Srivas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And when he began the Nam Sankirtan in earnest, what did he begin singing? Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.